This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Who's that sneaking down the fire escape? Who's that peeking through the garden gate? Who's on the loose but cannot be found? Big Daddy's Alabama bound.
Good morning.
And
welcome. Welcome to Thursday. Can you believe it? Another week nearly gone. I'm Big Daddy. I'll be here till 9 o'clock this morning, keeping you up to date with what's going on here at Radio Hawke's Bay. Having a bit of a look at the papers. Any good news in there? We'll soon find out. We'll play some good songs into the bargain. What's coming your way today on Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, 16 fabulous programs. That's what I've made right here in our community, or supplied to us from our sister access stations from across New Zealand. Let's dig into those programs at 8:30 this morning. We've got Community Rattle. We're talking to Paul Painter, one of the New World top cider brewers from right here in Hawke's Bay. We'll also be having a chat to Karen Hacking from the Hastings SPCA about the Clear the Shelter campaign. Be the one at 9 o'clock this morning with the team from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, having a chat today with Ian from Christian Love Link. The Super Moves of the Super Q Seniors, exercises for us olders, breathing and why it's important. That's today's topic. The team from Age Consume will be here at 10 o'clock talking about St. John Medical Alarms and Elder Abuse Awareness. Freedom from Gambling Harm at 11. Astrology with Wendy at 12. And it's all about looking after your health at 1 o'clock. Health and Wellness with Marie. But let's get this show on the road with a bit of Kiwi. If you're as old as me, you'll know this song straight away.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
Gumboots, they are wonderful. Gumboots, they are swell. Cos they keep out the water and they keep in the smell. And when you're sitting round at home, you can always tell when one of the Trevs has taken off his gumboots.
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cos you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Now there's rugby boots and racing boots and boots for drinking rum. But the only boots I'm never without are the ones that start with gum. I've got short ones and long ones and some up to me belt. I'm never dressed till I've got on me gum boots.
If it weren't for your gum boots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cos you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gum boots.
Sing at the opera, my gumboots are a must. They help me hit the high notes and protect my feet from dust. They keep the water well away, so my voice won't get no rust. You won't not never see me without me gumboots.
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cos you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Da-da-da-dum. Now Rob Muldoon and Rowling, they haven't made a hit. They're ruining the country more than just a bit. If they keep on the way they're going, we'll all be interred. So you'd better get your feet up your gumboots.
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cos you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots. If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cos you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Oh. didn't have your feeties and your gum boots, where would you be? The time is nearly 8 minutes past eight. You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, the radio station that gives the community a voice. Just want to remind you about the Napier Weavers annual sale of work, which are holding at the Girl Guide Hall, York Avenue, Green Meadows, this Saturday, 3rd of June from 10 till 4. This Sunday, 4th of June from 10 till 4. And this coming Monday, next Monday, the 5th of June from 10 until 2. There'll be heaps of pure wool handcrafted garments. There'll be throws, there'll be hats, there'll be scarves, there'll be gloves, there'll be a whole lot more. They also have some gorgeous homespun wool for all of you DIYers. So there you go. Put that in your diary if you're interested in that sort of stuff. It's on next week. Well, this weekend coming up. Saturday, 3rd of June starts. See you there. Remember this song? It was originally done by the Dave Clark Five. Bits and Pieces. This is Joan Jett. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I'm in pieces, bits and pieces, just from a bit of a look at the paper while that song was playing. And an iconic clock atop one of Napier's most recognisable buildings has not ticked for more than a decade. You know what I'm talking about, that? Yeah. Well, that could soon change. A revamp and a fresh paint job of the TNG building, also known as the Dome at the top of Emerson Street in Napier, has been ongoing since August last year. Scaffolding has moved around the building as the project has progressed and recently went up around the clock tower. And pending funding being secured, there are plans to recommission the iconic clock and install lighting around it. So once again, the clock stands out at night. What a great idea. It is iconic, isn't it, that building?
Once there was a way, once there was a time, when everything was in its place and simplified. No one bothered counting all the tears one cried in vain. For in the morning, more than likely, one would shine again.
Take me high, love. Take me high. Take me back to where I've been. Take me high, love. Let me fly, love, in the skyways I want.
A tree. Once there was a bird who spread its wings and flew to places we imagined so much brighter than our own. Yet when the
the summer sun returned, our feathered friends came home.
Take me high, love, take me high, take me back to where I've been. Take me high, love, let me fly, love, in the skyways I want to. Take me back to the days when I was truly never alone. Take me high, love, take me home. Take me high, love, take me high. Take me high, love, take me home. Take me high, love, take me home.
From the 1973 movie of the same name, Cliff Richard, Take Me High, Love, and Take Me Home. What's coming your way? The Sabo on Radio Hawke's Bay at 4 o'clock. It's all time awesome. Forgotten Tracks with David Walker featuring Hall & Oates, Santana, Simple Minds and Scorpions between 6 and midday. 6 and midday, between 6 and 11. Tonight, 5 hours of Te Reo Māori, Tipu, Māori, Kuku, Eirani, Kia Orana. That's 5 hours, 5 hours of Cook Island news, views and music. And then at 11 o'clock this evening, it's the team from the Women's Refuge. Julie's having a chat about all the services that the Refuge has to offer. Today, by the way, is International Go Barefoot Day. Nah, too cold for me for that.
Tonight, tonight.
They hail from the UK, the Roubette, and the song was called Tonight. Interesting article in the paper. It says that almost $9 million of the government's financial support for businesses affected by Cyclone Gabrielle in Hawke's Bay, one of the hardest hit regions, hasn't been spent and could be returned to the government. Can you believe it? Must do a bit of digging on that one. It was on this day, by the way, back in 1967, that the Fab Four, John, Paul, George and Ringo, released an album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here's the title track. Did you remember that? It's timeless, that sort of music, isn't it? Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Fab Four, they would just be living on for generations and generations. They were sort of unique in their own way, weren't they? Iconic, I suppose. That's the word I'm looking for, iconic. I don't think there'll be a band as good as them, in my humble opinion, ever again. What do you reckon? Or is it already? Have you got a favourite band? Am I just raving on? Van Morrison. other days. What a great memory there from Van Morrison. I'm going to hear a song now from Kiwi Rockers, the Top Twins, especially for June, Noel and Roger. Then after that, we'll talk to Paul Painter, who's one of the New World Top Cider Brewers Award winners in their recent competition. And that'll be followed by a chat with Karen Hacking from the Hastings SPCA, all about the Clear the Shelter campaign.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison. Last week, the 2023 New World Beer and Cider Awards Top 30 were announced. And we're pleased to advise that three Hawke's Bay ciders were among the top 30. And it's my pleasure to be talking to one of those award winners, Josh Townsend. Josh, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Nice to be here.
Now, you're also the CEO of Zephyrs. So before we talk about your award-winning ciders, tell us a bit about Zephyrs.
Yeah, sure. So we were really stoked to have two of our products make it into the top 30 for the New World Beer and Cider Awards this year. Our first one is our alcoholic ginger beer, which we've been making for a while and has garnered many fans over the years. And our second one, which got in there, is our relatively new 0% passion fruit cider, which got in there for the no alcohol category. So awesome to have those recognised and gain distribution to all New World supermarkets throughout New Zealand.
Interesting that that alcohol-free one now won a prize. I mean, is alcohol-free, is that a growing market? Is that where it's at?
It's a rapidly growing market, yeah. We were quite early. We released a 0% crisp apple cider a couple of years ago now, and that quickly became our top-performing product. So there was a real appetite for an authentically made, delicious 0% beverage.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
To Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and last week the 2023 New World Beer and Cider Awards top 30 were announced, and we're pleased to advise that three Hawke's Bay ciders were amongst the top 30. And it's my pleasure today to be talking to one of the award winners, Paul Painter from Painter's Hawke's Bay Cider. Paul, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
G'day.
Now, before we talk about your winning cider, just tell us a little bit, Paul, about Painter's Hawke's Bay Ciders. Tell us about your organisation.
Well, my wife calls it a hobby. It's not really. I'm very passionate about it and it takes quite a lot of money. But we've basically been growing apples since 1862 and up here in Hawke's Bay since 1904. And so one day I had an epiphany while walking around a garden centre. There's some cider apple trees that were on sale, and I thought, you know, if great wine's made in the vineyard, great cider is made in the orchard. I know how to do that. I want to make great cider.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's still a small business, and really we're focusing on making really good cider and sort of trying to stay afloat, really. It's not exactly a very commercial or very profitable venture, but hopefully if we can actually do a brilliant job, we'll scale up and one day it will be commercially viable.
Now, we talked before we came to air about Cyclone Gabrielle. Now, you were hit very hard by it. How has that affected what you're doing in the cider making business?
Well, we normally make the base, the ferment the cider at Linden Estate, which went underwater in the Esk Valley. Indeed, a lot of our cider is there still in tanks that the silt doesn't get into, which is good, but there's no refrigeration and the place is still a bit of a mess. So there's no power out there still. So that was a problem, and we normally bottle it with our good friends at Zephyr, who had a couple of wins in the awards as well, but Zephyr went underwater too, so their bottling machine's wrecked. So at the moment, it's very disruptive. We don't have much stock anymore of anything, and it's really a big problem trying to find people to bottle it. There's been so much damage done to the industry in here in Hawke's Bay.
Okay, well, tell us about that award-winning drop. I think it's called the Pilgrim Dry Cider, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's pretty traditional. I mean, cider in New Zealand is convivial. A lot of it's made out of, almost all of it is made out of dessert apples that are sort of sweet and unremarkable. And you put a couple of bubbles and splash a Ribena in for the young girls on a Saturday night, I think. And, you know, there's place for that. They are very, mostly good fun, very simple ciders. But people perceive, particularly craft beer drinkers or wine drinkers, perceive it as being, you know, a little bit lowbrow for them. But cider doesn't have to be like that. Cider is wine. And if you get proper cider apples that are full of rich flavours and tannins and bitterness, they basically can make something quite complex and quite interesting. And so that's really what we're trying to do. You have to find the varieties that work and look at how to grow them and then, you know, how to get the best out of them. So it's certainly a labour of love. It's going to take, these things often take a generation or two to become absolutely master craftsmen. But yeah. I'm keen to take cider to the next level of quality, complexity and sophistication.
Now, the other thing about your Pilgrim Dry Cider, it was the champion cider. That's exciting.
Was it? Well, that's news to me. I'm very excited about that. Well, it's a really good example. It's dry, and a lot of people go, oh, you've done something wrong there. It's way too dry. I'd like it to be drier. I actually compromised this one and made it not quite as dry as it was. Cider apples can be very bitter and tannic and quite austere. So normally we put a little bit of apple juice back in at the final blending just to give it a little bit of aromatics and take the edge off it. But due to the success of this one, I think I'll make the next one a little bit edgier. Still, it was great to win because this is a cider that's really out of left field. There are very few ciders that are dry and kind of serious like this. So it shakes a tree, and I was surprised that a fairly commercial competition actually chose something that is as challenging as this in the cider category.
Are the recipes sort of well-kept secrets? I mean, you know, is your recipe kept under lock and key, so to speak? Because, you know, from a punter's point of view, you might like a cider on a hot day. A cider is a cider is a cider, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, and a beer's a beer's a beer. It's simply not the case.
No.
And so some days anything cold and wet will do the trick. But, I have to say I've been trying a couple of award winners and really savour every drop. But I think in the world of craft beer and ciders and the wine world, you know, quality's worth a lot. When you get something that is really next level, you sit there and taste a little bit of the genius of the maker, the passion of the maker in every sip. And I try so many of the new craft beers and experiments they do, and sometimes they're not perfect, but in their own way, they're a reflection of a really passionate craftsperson there, and they're inspiring. So I think a little bit of inspiration from people who are deeply passionate and working their ass off to make something really special. I think it's great. And when you have those people in your community, and we have them here in Hawke's Bay making bread or growing blueberries or making wine, and it's just great to have that artisan food culture in your region. It brings a lot to my life, and I hope to many others.
Last question, Paul, because I know you're a busy guy. Winning that New World Award, what does that mean for Painters Hawke's Bay Cider moving forward?
Well, the timing's great. You know, we're a bit down on the mouth here. We're wallowing in silt and got all sorts of problems. I don't even know how to make any more cider now. My good friends at Brave did one little bottling run for me out of the kindness of their hearts. But really tough year, the toughest year ever. And to win an award like this means you sell some stock, it gets into the hands of a few people, you get some positive feedback and hopefully some ongoing sales. So it's really positive, and the timing, you know, couldn't be better. So we're really pleased with what's been achieved.
Paul, my pleasure to talk with you. You look after yourself. Wish you well for the future, and look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future.
You can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
To a community write-up on Radio Hawke's Bay. And it's my pleasure this morning to be talking to Karen Hacking from the Hastings SPCA. Karen's going to chat about the Clear the Shelter campaign that is running until Friday the 2nd of June. Karen, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to be able to speak to the community and yourself.
Tell us all about it, the Clear the Shelter campaign. What's it all about?
So Clearing the Shelter campaign is to set up our centres of the overwhelming numbers that we have there at the moment. We have 20% more animals in our care than we did last year. There are factors obviously around that that have made it that way, but we just really want to look at getting some of these wonderful animals into homes, and hopefully doing the half price will get people off the fence that maybe really were thinking about wanting to get an animal and a new member of their family, and maybe just encouraging it sooner rather than later for us.
How many animals are we talking about, Karen? Lots, I suppose.
So I do know that for the Hawke's Bay area, we're looking at 1,000 more animals intake that we've had coming at least, let alone, I think, through the country. We're looking somewhere around, I think the total would be about 11,000 more kittens have come into SPCAs nationally this in the last 6 months mostly. And is up 20% from, you know, the previous years of our incomings. I think we had in April, our total incoming animals through, just for the month, through the country was 2,585. And we were only sort of looking at adopting just over 1,800. So that obviously doesn't balance out well when you've got to continue the care. We have a no-time policy as well, so all these animals remain in our care until we can find them forever homes. So hopefully the 50% discount on these animals will just really help someone to maybe see the good in giving these guys a forever home, as well as just freeing up that space in our centres for more vulnerable animals that are needing to come in. The centre staff, it eases up their level of care that is needed for those, and just opening spaces to, our vulnerable, our injured, and, you know, those animals that need a safe place, which is our centres.
Indeed. And although it's a great initiative, you know, 50% discount on the adoption fee, but it's also it's something that shouldn't be undertaken lightly, is it? Because, you know, so many of us think, oh, I'm going to get the kids a kitten when... But it is a forever, isn't it? That's the thing you've got to think about. It's supposed to be forever.
Forever, exactly. They are a member of your family.
Yes.
So part of the adoption process, we always address, try and always address the cost of bringing a pet into your home, outlining the care that is needed and what would go on to be a responsible pet owner. You know, we're lucky because our kittens and cats, they have at least one vaccination and are de-sexed and microchipped for you. So that is part of the cost. So that is being a responsible owner, is getting that de-sexing side of it done. And with our dogs that may have not already been de-sexed, we do provide vouchers for that to come when they're age appropriate. But obviously our adult and dogs are all de-sexed and microchipped as well. But they are there. It is a cost that does go, or the responsibility of looking after those animals that you bring into your home, looking even at animal insurance, which SPCA does have affiliation with. So I do encourage that. I have that for my own dog, and it has been a massive lifesaver in some situations for, you know, getting us through a financially hard time for something that could be quite expensive.
Absolutely.
But it has been very worthwhile.
Now, I know you're busy, Karen, you need to get back to work, so just remind the listeners, if we want to get on board with the Clear the Shelter campaign, or in fact, if we want to help out the SPCA in any way, maybe even by volunteering, how do we get hold of you?
They can come down and see us at the shelters particularly as well, come and meet some of the wonderful team that we have here, or you can jump online. There is also the information on the SPCA.nz, and that would also give you more information around volunteering, being fosters, giving your time to the op shops that we have at the moment in the Hawke's Bay area through Hastings, Napier and Paradale, and just being, I think just being out there being awesome people with caring for those animals and donating where you can is always a massive thing too. But we appreciate your time of coming and speaking to me and the community listening in on hopefully what might inspire them to come and adopt some wonderful animals we have in our care.
Good on you, Karen. My pleasure. You look after yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his
lovely song, Roberta Flack there, and Killing Me Softly with his song from way back in 1973, although it does seem just like yesterday that that song came out. Just after 9 o'clock this morning, it's Be The One with the team from Volunteering Hawke's Bay. Today, having a chat with Ian from Christian Love Link. That'll be followed by a Super Moves from the Super Q Seniors and talking all about breathing and why it's important to breathe properly. You think it would just be, well, breathing is breathing, wouldn't you? You think it was as simple as that? Nah. Sure, with one of the classic songs to come out of the 70s. And If I was it the 70s? Was it the 80s? Can't remember. So many good songs, so little time to play them all. And time is 5 minutes to 9 o'clock, heading up towards new sport and weather on Radio Hawke's Bay, the radio station that gives you a voice. Now, if you've got an idea for a program, we want to hear from you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call on 87887810. Let's drop in now on 1966. Time for 1.5 songs. This is one of them.
is leaving you behind. You smart aleck tomcat, you.
Oh, not quite sure what happened to that song. It's only 48 seconds long. Can you believe it? Nah, I can't either. Maybe a technical issue that I will investigate. Well, that's my lot of time for me to leave you. Hope you've enjoyed today's program. I'll be back tomorrow when we do it all over again. Keep you up to date with what's going on here at Radio Hawke's Bay. Check out the old newspaper and play a couple of good songs just like this one. And remember, whatever you do for the rest of this day, make sure you have some fun. See ya.
Question mark.